Well, I'm doing it, Samantha. I'm doing what I said I would do. I am trying to drink more water, even though I hate it.
You know what? You're like the second person to tell me that they hate water, and I don't know what it ever did to anybody.
I hate it. This is what I want from water. I have something that I need from water. Dear water, perhaps you can make sip-sized bottles so I don't waste the entire bottle that I don't drink.
You realize that it's not water's problem, what it comes in?
Well, I feel water's occupying it, so water's got to take some accountability.
Really?
Just saying.
Okay. You know what? Water's probably not that worried what it's carried in.
Water needs to start worrying.
Because of you.
Because of me. It's because too much. And then I end up wasting the water.
And you need a sippy cup. Is that what you're asking
less
for?
I don't want a sippy cup. I want less water. I want sip-sized cups. Different than a sippy cup.
You need someone to invent like a little round thing that you just, it's a pull tab and it's like a gulp of water.
That's what I want.
You want a gulp.
Like a thimble of water, a shot glass of water. Boom. Oh, thank you.
There you go. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I feel we need to take a pause.
Kids, now you're just blowing into the microphone, Lisa.
Don't tell me what I'm blowing. You don't know what I blow.
Okay, dirty mind.
I blow nothing, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Clean
we
mind.
All know.
Right. Okay, Samantha.
Yes.
I am so excited because, and I just can't hide it, because it's 6 weeks to our vacation.
Oh my gosh, she's counting it down already?
Yeah. I didn't even ask how your week was. I don't even care. I'm just more excited. Now I'm in vacation mode.
6 weeks out.
6 weeks out.
Okay. Yeah.
And with that means I'm totally, totally concerned about weather.
Oh.
Right? Because I want the weather to be nice.
Yes. Well, that would be good.
Yeah. Because if it's not nice, then you become a grizzly bear.
You know what? I feel like I'm not fairly depicted in this story that you're
really?
Telling.
I feel that if it's not nice, you're going to be early morning Sam.
Early morning Sam just needs coffee and she's pretty happy after that.
Not really quite after that. Not like that quick. You just made that seem like that was a real quick process and it's not. Friends of the podcast, this is what early morning Sam needs. She needs to wake up, not have people talk to her, even though you know who's going to. Then she needs to take care of her early morning business. Then she needs to turn the coffee on. Yep. She needs to have her yogurt with her little medication. Yep. Then she needs to watch a little bit of whatever TV talk show might be on.
Yep.
She needs to have some breakfast, two more cups of coffee, and then early morning Sam starts to become Sam.
It's my vacation.
That's you every day. Don't tell me any different. Bullshit.
No, it's not.
I think you're fibbing.
I think you're telling a lie.
I think I'm being truthful and it hurts. It hurts. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
It's me and I'm not going to apologize for being me.
Right there. And I'm not asking you to. I adapt to you.
Yes. And just like you, chatty fucking Kathy, right at the fucking crack of dawn, you know, she starts banging shit around and starts
talking
to
nine.
She starts talking to herself. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, you know what? You know, the best way to avoid some of that is to remember to make the coffee the night before.
I'm going to do that.
It's when you forget to make the coffee the night before. And I, too, would like a cup of coffee while I'm waiting for Her Highness to wake up. And there's no coffee. And if I make it, you're going to be like, do you even know how to make coffee? And then you're going to start judging me on my coffee skills.
I judge you all the time.
Right. So I tell you, right? It's not always a walk in the park.
Neither. Ditto.
But I'm just saying, but now I'm starting to become obsessed about the weather.
And I need you to stop.
Oh, goodness.
It's
right?
too far away for us to even remotely figure out what kind of weather we're going to have.
I feel we need to set a goal.
And what? And how are we going to achieve this goal? We don't control the weather.
It's like in everything, we don't control anything, but yet life is all about having a goal. I feel we need a goal. We need a weather goal. What is
it? Fine. I'm not even going to fight. What's the goal?
6 days of 30 degrees.
I don't know if we can control that.
Well, I think we need to try. That's why we're having a goal. That's going to be our goal.
I'm spending 6 days with you.
Well, I don't know if it's that many. You're doing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yep, you are.
Fuck.
It's not any different than any other year. How do you think I feel 6 days of you? It's worse for me.
You know what I remember about last year? The good part of that was Michelle coming and being the mom and cooking.
That was nice, right? Somebody's got to cook.
She made amazing food. And I was like, how come we can't do this? Like, how come we are not these people?
Number one, HHG is a mom. So she comes already pre-recorded with that stuff built in, right? It's like Teddy Ruxpin from the 80s, right? She already just comes with shit already programmed.
I know.
Right? So she already knows how to do that. We don't know how to do that. And number two, if you remember, after she left, I made you a beautiful breakfast of Eggos by Lisa.
It was, yeah. And then what did you do? I can't eat the buns. They're overdue. They're due today. I can't eat. We suffered horribly.
I know.
When she left.
When she left, right? There was no food.
She left a gigantic hole.
She did, right? She did. It was kind of crazy that way. So I'm just saying, can we set a goal?
Fine. We can set a goal. I highly doubt that we will affect it in any way.
Well, if we're not positive thinkers, we certainly will not affect it. But let's just set a goal. Let's just be positive.
All right.
Right? Lots of rain in June. No rain in July. That's what we're looking for.
We're supposed to have a hot summer anyways.
Well, good. So there. Part of the goal's already achieved, it sounds like.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, burn, my God.
Baby, burn. Yeah. Yeah. But I am going to get those little shoes.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I don't want my feet to do that again.
No, your feet were bad. But we can't stick our feet in the water like we did the last time.
I can't go back to work with Walmart zip-up shoes. Walmart zip-up black type of shoe.
Yes.
In size 10 because my fat feet didn't fit shoes anymore because I burned them and shocked them. Right?
Yes, you burned and shocked. I remember that.
And I know enough years from getting sunburned, you cannot phone in sick. Reason for your illness, I'm an asshole, does not cut it. Right? You got to tough out being an asshole.
Yes. That is not enough for another reason.
I put on those Walmart zip-up black shoes and looked forward to every day that they got a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bigger. Right? As the swelling went down.
Oh, God.
Samantha, here's something exciting. Oh, sorry, I should ask. How's your week?
We're beyond that. Just move along.
Okay, good. I hope you're having a good week.
I don't really care how your week has been, so let's move on.
Well, you never ask me how my week is. In 6 years of podcasting, I'm sure if we went back to every episode, you've never once asked me how my week is.
Probably not.
It's very one-sided, that conversation.
I'm very selfish, Lisa.
To know you is to love you, Samantha, right? To know you is to love you. Here's something really exciting, though.
All right.
The Duggars have a tell-all documentary coming out in a couple of days. It's called Shiny Happy People.
Ugh.
And apparently they reveal all the secrets. Yeah, I'm in. Again, I'm in.
Do we need to air our dirty laundry in a freaking program? Oh, my. Stop it.
I want Duggar dirt.
Why?
I want Duggar dirt. I'm curious.
Because they were so chipper.
I used to watch the show. I put years of investment into that show until things got creepy and the one guy, right, Josh, was bad, very, very bad. Then yes. I stopped, right? Stopped. But I want Duggar dirt. I want Duggar dirt.
You want Duggar dirt.
I want Duggar dirt. I'm really excited about it. Yeah. No, you know, no Duggar dirt.
I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure. I maybe will give it a shot.
Right.
But I mean, come on, guys. Like, so that, do they not talk to their family anymore? Like, do they not talk to their parents?
I think some do and some don't. Some of the girls are in pants now. That's how extreme it's gotten. Some are in pants. Some have shoulder length long hair as opposed to long, long, long hair.
Oh, okay. Radical.
Radical. Some have made the change, right? Some have ditched some of God's ways and have adapted their own.
Was it really God's way, or was it some guy who just said, you should always have your hair long and never wear pants?
Whoever their God was, that's what they believed, right?
Right.
Or whoever was God's spokesperson, I guess.
I think it was more about God's spokesperson.
I think it's God's spokesperson, God's salesman, right? Like the guy who pushed the Duggar religion on the world was like God's used car salesman, right? We're going to brainwash you into thinking this is a good deal.
Yeah.
And Jim Bob Duggar fell for it, right?
And they married off those girls so young.
Yeah. No, I mean, they all have lots of kids, which is fine. Nothing wrong with having kids, right? God says have kids. That part's okay. But yeah. I think there's lots of stuff God says maybe thou shalt not do that they do. Right?
I don't know.
Well, like, look at the boy, right? He's in jail.
Yeah, that's gross. Right?
God never said to do those things. God said thou shalt not do those things.
Because no offense to practical religion.
Right.
You still are who you are.
You are, and you still have freedom of choice to make good decisions or bad decisions, yeah. Right?
So you can go to church every day or every Sunday, and you can hold your Bible, and you can recite a verse here and a verse there.
But if you're going behind the next day and touch young girls inappropriately, you're a dirty bird. Right? God's not happy with you.
Yeah.
Right? He's not happy. He's not happy. So anyways, I can't wait for it, though. Duggar dirt. I know. Duggar dirt.
Duggar dirt. Okay.
Duggar dirt.
Ugh, gross. Okay, but I have to tell you, when we went out on Saturday we had a brunch lunch.
Right.
I went to the washroom, right, when we were brunching. And when I was in there, this kid was in with their parent or whatever. And the blowing of the nose that took place was almost like an Olympic event.
Wow.
Because it went on for minutes.
Like as one continual blow?
No, it was like, and it was always like, it always sounded as hard as the first one. And I'm like, wow. You're going to hurt yourself.
I think I blow my nose like that.
Like you blow your nose that hard that many times. Like, can you burst a blood vessel maybe?
I think I don't have nose blowing etiquette.
Ugh, it was gross. It was disgusting to hear. And I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, like, I think I might teeter into that a little bit.
And all I thought was, are you sick?
Ew.
Did you wash your hands?
Are you in a mask? Please be in a mask. Please be in a mask. Please be in a mask.
I don't know, but I was just like, that's so gross.
Ew, that is. That's pretty nasty, right?
I don't need to hear that when I'm in the washroom. It's bad enough that I've now grown to dislike public washrooms because of the smells that you always have to encounter.
You got other people's smell, right?
Oh, it's just...
I hate other people's stink.
It's not
right?
good.
Like, I mean, I hate my own stink, right? Like, stink is stink. But at least when we keep it private, it's our business.
Yeah.
But you go into a public bathroom and then there it is, just stink.
There's the stink.
Ugh. That's too much for me. Too much
it's
for
gross.
Me.
Gross.
Okay, so I started watching Master Chef, right? Because, you know, I'm a Gordon Ramsay fan.
Yes, you are.
Mike and I enjoy his shows. So interesting. Normally, the show never brings me to tears. Ever. It's just a cooking show, right?
Uh-huh. Mish,
put your signature dish, put you on a plate, end of it. Oh my God, Samantha, do I need to cry at the former addict's life story?
Apparently, yes.
I don't need that show. I don't need Master Chef is not my replacement for This Is Us. I don't care about their backstory, right? Too much backstory. I had tears and I'm like, oh, it's so nice. He's a recovering addict and now he's cooking and that's all he ever wanted. And I'm like, okay, whoa, this is crazy. Come on, Lisa. This is not This Is Us. This is cooking.
Get it together.
Get it together. Of course he's a former addict who's on a reality show now. Why are you crying in the kitchen about that? Right? God, so disappointed in myself.
That's just you showing your age.
I know, right? Because I have not found my replacement show.
Now you're just crying at everything.
Now I'm just crying. I'm just crying to cry.
Because you're right? Like, you're testing the waters of other shows. No, I can't cry during a cooking show.
Right.
He boiled his egg raw.
Right. He boiled his eggs. And that's because he was a former addict and didn't know any better. Right. And all he thought about was cooking the best scrambled egg when he was in jail. Like, tugging at the heartstrings. Right.
Oh, my God.
I feel I don't need that in my life. I don't need that show to cause that reaction.
No, you don't, because it would be odd if you started crying in front of your husband during it.
Mike's going to be like, bad enough I had to sneak to the kitchen, right? Oh, just getting a drink. Right? And try to hide that, right? Because you know, right? That's my go-to, cry in the kitchen. But I'm just like, hi, get your shit together, Lisa Gibson. Don't cry at Master Chef. And it's the first episode, so it's not even like you're invested in it.
Oh my, you are going to be a puddle by the time it's done.
Right, right. How am I ever going to deal with this? Okay. I finally found the thing we can do.
Oh God.
I know we're teetering on lots of maybes, right? Like maybe cooking, maybe eating hot Cheetos, maybe bowling at league, maybe things like that, right?
Yeah.
I get that we're teetering. I have found it. Mm-hmm. And it was a Canadian girl that made it all come clear to me. So a Nanaimo teen, her name is Delaney Irving. She won the world famous cheese rolling race in the UK. We can do this. What you do is you start at the top of a really, really steep hill, kind of like more of a mountain, not a mountain, whatever's in between a mountain and a hill. You start at that, really steep, very, very steep, and they roll a 7-pound round circle of cheese down the hill. And the first person who gets down that hill wins the cheese. We can win the cheese.
She did all of that to win cheese.
She said she wanted to try it because she was there on holidays. Oh. Now, mind you, in the process, as you're trying, picture you and I, Humpty Dumpty and Sam, trying to run down said really, really steep hill.
Well, one, I'm not running. So there you go.
You got to run because you got to get to the bottom. You got to be the winner to get the cheese. So you got to run. You can't walk down it. You got to run. But she fell and momentum carried her through, and she woke up with a concussion and in like the doctor tent. So you got to be prepared for injury. But why can't we do that? Why can't we chase cheese? We can chase cheese, chasing cheese. We can chase cheese. Down a hill, we can run after cheese.
I would love to see you run after cheese.
Momentum carries you. Pretty much we're going to fall down the hill. We're going to roll down the hill is what's going to happen. We're going to start off running and then we're going to fall.
No.
Ass over teacup. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Woohoo. We win the cheese.
Let's go. I'll let you do it. You show me how to do it. You go first.
Teamwork.
Because I like all my body parts intact.
I don't think you're going to get that injured. Maybe a little bruised.
Really? She got a concussion. A teenager. Got a concussion.
But that's fine, right? She bounced right back. She's good as new.
Right back.
Right? Yeah, she won the cheese and she got a seven pound round circle of cheese.
Haven't you ever had that much cheese?
It just looks like it might be kind of cool to have that much cheese.
Where are you putting the cheese, Lisa?
Well, I'll put it in the bottom of my fridge.
In your little apartment fridge?
In the bottom shelf. I'll clear everything out. Yeah.
Really?
And then keep it in saran wrap. I bet you it probably comes with a cloth of some sort or a little baggie, I would think.
Oh, my God.
And probably get a ribbon.
No.
Cheese chaser.
Cheese chaser.
Right?
Number one cheese chaser.
Number one cheese chaser. Right? The number one cheese chaser.
Okay.
That's what we would be. Number one cheese chasers. Right?
You're weird, but sure.
And then you have a 7-pound thing of cheese.
No,
pick your cheese. What type
of
cheese would you? Let's just back it up. Let's say we win. Okay, woo! We just got our ribbon. We're bruised but not battered, and we just win the ribbon. And they say, Miss Sperling, what type of cheese do you want your 7-pound ball round circle of cheese to be? What are you picking?
I would like Havarti.
I would like marble.
Really?
I want marble cheese.
Could you be a little more adventurous in your cheese?
No, because like I'm going to have it for a long time.
Or a brie.
No, because I'm going to have it for a long time. So or I want Parmesan, something that I like.
Like a nice Parmesan or Reggiano, that would be good.
I'd be happy with a marble. Right. I want it to be a cheese. I'm not poo-pooing your flavor.
Because it's interesting. It's not just marbled cheese.
Well, that's fine. But whenever you feel like a piece of marbled cheese, you're going to be like, hey, Lisa, do you have any of your cheese left? And I'll be like, actually, we've enjoyed it so much. The 7 pounds is gone. Right?
You'd be so bunged up. You'll never poo again.
I will never poo again. There'll be no more poop. Right? No more pooping. Pooping is done. Thing of the past.
Oh, my. Right? No.
Totally
no.
Eliminate that out of my life.
There you go.
I'm okay. Just saying. Doesn't that sound fun?
Sounds great, Lisa.
Let's go chasing cheese.
All right.
All right. All right. See? Finding so many things for us to do.
So many things.
So many things. Cross it off the bucket list. Yep. And we won the cheese chasing contest. Right? As if you and I could not do the great race or whatever, that amazing race.
No, you would not, you know.
What?
No, because you don't want to work for anything.
I will work. Yes,
you
I will work.
Don't. You yes. don't.
If we go on amazing.
You're very famous for like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's like, well, you should go do that, right? Like, you're going to do it. And I'm like, no, actually, I'm not going to do that.
But on the Amazing Race.
It was your dumb idea.
I have to do some of it too on the Amazing Race. So there, we would split it. We do halfsies.
Havesies.
Havesies, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right? We would split it. I would do some stuff.
No.
Yeah. I just told you how I'm going to run down and chase the cheese, didn't I?
And again, please, let's watch her run, because I've never seen that before.
Well, you're not going to be able to watch it, because you're going to be doing it too. You are. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying. I feel like I need to tell people some stuff about you.
Do you? Now I feel like now you're just going to be mean and spiteful and hurtful and try and embarrass me. And then that's fine. You go ahead. This is how this is going to... You plead your case, and then I'll plead my case. Okay? Let's just get it out there, Samantha.
Okay. So, on Saturday, it was a very eventful day, and we only spent a few hours together, and yet so many things happened. There was where we went had a mini mall, and in this mini mall, there was many stores. And Lisa pointed out this store, it's called Prairie Records. And she said, oh, I didn't realize they still had record stores.
It's not quite how it went.
I was like, no, that's a weed store, Lisa. No, it's not. It's a record store. It says Prairie Records. And I make
tell
Lisa,
the whole story. You are you are not telling your bad part of the story. Your bad part of the story was that people parked beside you and you assumed that they were
horribly beside me.
And you assumed that he was stoned.
Walked towards that store and I said, that guy's going to buy weed. And you're like, no, it's a record store.
I'm like, no, he's not. He's just going into a record store.
It's not a record store. It's a weed store.
It's not a.
No, it's not. It's
called Prairie Records.
And then I had to tell you, I don't know how many times, that it was a weed store.
And then I realized that they had the windows blacked out.
Right. And then the man who can't park and parked horribly in a parking lot that was quite empty.
It was. He had lots of spaces.
He had lots of space. Parked horribly. Went into the weed store and I'm like, dude's already high. Now he's just looking for more.
Right? You were judging and I'm like, why are you judging him? He's just got to get records.
And I
I was kind of mad at you. I'm like, stop judging him. He's just going to get records. You never parked bad before? Sheesh.
Yeah. And then I had to tell her, I keep telling her, no, it's a weed store. And then we saw another young man get out of his big truck.
It was very
busy. And
walk
into the weeds. It was a very, very busy store.
It was very busy.
I'm
really naive, apparently, to pot.
Yes, you are, because there's so many names out there.
When you call your building Prairie Records, I feel you're a record shop.
Yeah, but it's not.
So you say.
There's one downtown. It's called Mr. Dizzy. And I'm like, makes sense. You get a and little dizzy when you're smoking the weed.
And I would think he's like a guy who helps people with vertigo. That's what I would be thinking, right? He must be like, he must be somebody you go to when you're, when you have dizzy spells, right? I just went through dizzy spells. I'd be yes. like, what, that guy that you talked about, Mr. Dizzy, do you have a number? Where do I contact him? I need to get my neck cracked or something.
You know right? what, Lisa? You should have gone to get some weed. That might have helped with your dizzy.
There you go, right? No. Uh-huh. Okay. I asked you a question the other day and you would not answer it. You wanted no part of it. I uh-huh. said to you, as I was staring at your pretty, pretty face.
Shut up.
I said to you, are you happy with how you're wrinkling, Samantha?
Such a rude question. So rude. But, so rude.
But it's not how I meant it.
But yet rude. Oh, are you happy with how you're wrinkling?
Yeah, because I'm not really wrinkling yet.
Oh.
So I'm doing okay, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, remember when I squished my forehead? It doesn't do anything, mm-hmm. right? I have a couple little things, but I'm happy with how I'm wrinkling. Yeah. Because uh-huh. based on my track record and what I have to look forward to,
uh-huh.
every year I don't look like that. I'm pretty darn happy. Right? But what about you? Are you happy with how you're wrinkling?
I'm mediocrely happy with how I'm wrinkling, Lisa.
What would you change with your wrinkling process?
I think there's some stuff around the eyes and maybe on the top lip.
Like what I find, I'm fine with my lips. What I find is I find that I'm getting dark circles under my eyes. Right?
That's not loving.
I'm not loving that. I don't have an Italian background. It's not in our family, because I always think of like I had friends and they had like Italian grandmas and they always had that. And I'm like, and I said to my dad, like, do we have any Italian in our family? Because I'm getting these black circles and I'm just wondering if like did we ever have a Nona? We had a Nana. Was she actually a Nona? Because where am I getting these circles from, right? She died when we were really young. And I'm like, maybe she was meant to be a Nona instead of a Nana.
I don't know. So how many people have you asked that question of, Lisa? How do you feel about your wrinkling?
I've just started with you.
You've just started. You should end with me.
I probably will end with you, actually. Your response, your initial reaction wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be.
You should ask Michelle this.
No, because she works hard on her wrinkles, right? She pays to not have wrinkles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
HHG's doing some work, right?
She's doing the work.
Right? She's putting the work in, mm-hmm. right? Right? We're not putting the work in.
I'm doing as much as I can.
Are you like a serum? Is that what it is?
I just have lotions and things, yes. And,
you have a process?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Such that it is.
I have no process, so I'm not doing anything. So, but I'm thinking it might be time to get some retinol or something. Whatever the hell that is.
Some retinol.
Right, whatever that might be. That's all. Okay, there's a new thing on the TikTok. It's gone viral.
Uh-oh.
It's called the pickle dog. It's not what you think, though. It is the, you know those big kosher dill pickles?
Uh-huh.
They take that big kosher dill pickle, they cut it in half, and that becomes the bun. Oh, really?
No.
No?
No.
I think yay.
No.
It's just pickle.
No, I mean, I'm okay with pickles, and that's fine, but I only like relish on my hot dogs. I don't think I'd want it as a, I don't think I'd want to stuff my hot dog into a pickle. Huh. It's too much.
I don't think I like the sound of it as much as I like. Remember when there was like the other pickle dog and you could do, remember it was like, it was the wiener inside the pickle and then corn, like with the corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded better. I don't mind the pickle part. That's fine. I don't know if I want to hang on to a big pickle as my bun.
It'd be a little juicy gross.
Just like, I, like there's no way you're not getting that on your shirt.
Well, I don't think you, especially, you're not eating it with your hands.
I'm not. I'm cutting it, for
like,
sure.
Let's be real.
You're totally, totally for sure. I'm cutting it with a knife and fork. But say you, if I could quote you, then you would have shit on your shirt.
I would have shit on my shirt.
It would instantly give you shit on your shirt. And you have an issue with that.
I do, because it always seems to happen that I get shit on my shirt.
But why didn't, when, why last time when you had shit on your shirt, why didn't you use your Tide to go pen?
Because I didn't have it with me.
Oh. Interesting. I didn't think you left home without that.
No, typically I don't, but.
For reasons just like that.
Uh-huh.
And friends of the podcast, what we're talking about is we made a TikTok about Sam having shit on her shirt. But it was not real shit. It was syrup.
It was syrup.
But still, right? Stuff on your shirt. Shit on your shirt.
Shit on your shirt, right? Okay, but because Saturday had so many fun things in it.
Uh-huh. So much fun.
We had a lovely server.
Oh, she really was.
At the place that we ate breakfast. Lunch. Brunch. Whatever.
Brunch.
And we got to talking with her. Lovely young lady.
Super nice.
Yeah, super nice. Student. But she was describing how, she was saying how she likes to nap. And I'm like, you're really young to have naps.
She gen explained us.
She gen explained how you work a clock radio.
How you work a clock radio that has a stereo music in it.
She explained a clock radio to the two people in front of her that lived through clock radio.
And one still uses one, actually, which is me, right? I didn't let it go.
I was just like, I can't believe that someone young is explaining what a clock radio is to me.
And as she was explaining it, she was explaining it exactly how my clock radio is set. She was saying, you know, and what my mom does, her mom is a few years younger than us. She's uh-huh. like, and what my mom does is she sets it between stations. So when it goes off, it just goes off like static. And I'm thinking in my head, it's exactly what I do too. Because I can't be bothered to find a station. Because stations really don't come in on a clock radio very good.
Are you that lazy?
No, I just don't care. Actually, to be honest, I don't really ever need, I don't wake up to it because when's the last time I just wasn't up ahead of my alarm?
This is true.
But in an emergency, it'll go off as static too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a lot like her mom. But it was really funny about how she was walking us through like as though we didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah. And then she thought I was somebody's soccer mom.
I thought that was funny.
And I'm like, is it because you heard my comment that I thought it was funny that you explained the clock radio to us? Maybe.
I'm and like, now I'm touché, a soccer
young
mom.
Lady. Touche. Yeah,
touche, right? Touche.
I'm like, nope, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I can't be a soccer mom.
Did not want one of you. Right? Did not want one of you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Have you ever thought... What, like, could you live without the internet?
No. That's as much thought as I've given that right now. No.
So if there was an apocalypse
I don't even know what apocalypse is.
Oh, God. Okay. So the world blows up and everything in it stops working.
Yeah.
There's no electricity.
Okay.
And you have to, like, you know, survive without the creature comforts that you are used to.
Okay.
You're in a bunker. You're making food over like wood.
Okay.
There's no internet. Can you survive?
I'm going to be the bitchiest bitch that ever lived in that bunker if that's what I got to live with. Yeah,
you
I can survive it.
Do.
I can survive it, but I'm mean and bored. Mean and bored is what I am. So happy-go-lucky Lisa just transformed to mean and bored. Right? And you might as well throw a little unbearable in there too, I'm feeling I'd be.
Oh my
right?
God.
And you know why? Because I don't read. So, no. Right? Because you would just find the nearest book in the bunker and start reading. My reading is done on the internet.
Yes.
It better never happen.
That's it better never say. Happen. You'll never, never. You will, you know what they would do? They would probably kick you out of the bunker.
You'd be that person.
They would kick off the island. They would vote you off. We don't like her. She's mean, bored, and unbearable.
Mean, bored, and unbearable. Right? Totally. Totally. Be mean, bored, and unbearable. Because I love the internet.
I know.
I would be sad too.
Yes.
And I would be sad. Mean, bored, unbearable, and sad. That's a bad Lisa right there.
Would you be like the person who would try and find electricity? Like, would you try and figure out how to make it come back? Hi, or would you just sit there and wait for somebody to figure it out?
What do you think my role is on Gilligan's Island? Oh, that's right. They didn't have that role because there was nobody there that didn't do anything. That's my role, right? My role is to, no, I'm just going to wallow in my misery. Yeah. I'm not going to try and fix it.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to be mean and bored and miserable.
And unbearable.
And unbearable. That's what, and a little sad, right? That's what I'm going to be.
I think mostly you'll be sad.
I'll be sad. I'd be heartbroken, right? Right? Heartbroken.
Oh, that's too bad.
I would not be. Okay, here's something interesting. I think, I don't remember if I had told you or not, but the co-op, well, it was not co-op. It was Maple Leaf hot dogs, right? They always sponsor the Blue Jays. And they put out this new thing this summer, and it was a 3-pack of footlong hot dogs. Had I told you this story?
3-pack of footlong?
3-pack, 3 wieners, 3-foot-long wieners come in a pack.
Okay.
You could buy them at the co-op, right? And it had the Blue Jays thing on it, right? So, ooh, it's like buying them at the ballpark, right?
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't find the buns for the longest time, right? Nobody had the footlong buns. So what'd you do? So you take the footlongs, cut them in half, and then you just got hot dogs, right?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, one day, Mike Gibson finds the buns. The co-op makes a pack of 3 buns to go with the 3 hot dogs. So obviously it must have been a lot of pressure, right? Like people writing in saying, hey, you're selling these hot dogs and I can't find buns. And the co-op must have said, okay, no problem, right? We'll just make the buns,
uh-huh.
Right? 3-pack buns, too coincidental for it to be anything other than that. So we buy the buns. Excited, right? Thinking, woohoo, because the co-op has great baked goods, right? So they're going to be good like their regular buns. Samantha, that fucking bun. It tasted like pressure to have them.
What does that taste like?
That's what it tastes like. Like that bun. It tastes like, ugh. Like there must have been pressure to make the buns and they weren't happy about making them.
Oh, and they taste gross?
Yeah. They didn't taste like the real hot dog buns that they make. And they didn't taste like a sub bun. They tasted like pressure to make them. They totally tasted like pressure to make them. Right? That's what it tasted like.
That's that okay.
Totally. Pressure to have them, pressure to make them. So we made them and they're horrible.
And they're horrible. Okay.
So now they've taken the joy of footlong hot dogs away. Because nobody wants that bun.
And here's mean, unbearable Lisa again.
And sad. And really sad. Right? And I'm really sad. Right?
She's now... Sad Lisa.
Sad Lisa. And we haven't taken our bread making course yet, so I don't know how to make a foot long bun.
You're not making a foot long bun. Let's be realistic here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would. Maybe it's not hard.
You aren't.
Maybe it's just a little more dough.
No,
well, I'm not yet because I didn't take the course. Right? Uh-huh. So now I'm just sad. Right? I'm just sad and mad and unbearable. Because, like, put some love and care into it, dear the co-op. That's all I
gotta
say.
You asked for a latte.
Apparently, I ask for too much.
You apparently do.
Apparently, I do. That's fine. It's not like I can't live without a footlong hot dog.
Yes, you can.
I can. I certainly
can. Yes, you can. But then you'd still be mean, sad, and unbearable.
At the thought that they exist and I can't enjoy them. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Full circle moment, Samantha. Full circle moment.
Okay. So here's something full circle. We had a lovely listener named Sheena Carty message us on Facebook.
She's from Scotland.
She's from Scotland. And she's asked us to investigate haggis. We have not done that yet, Sheena. I'm sorry.
We have not.
We have not. We're going to do that next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she would like us to actually eat it, but however, we have no, we are not committing to eating it quite yet.
And not quite. Sometimes just because you ask doesn't mean we're going to automatically do it, right?
But she's been listening to us for 3 years
I
from
know,
Scotland.
Right? Yeah,
that's
which
really
is
nice.
Awesome. So, and you know what? Just her words, like she was like, I get your humor, you guys. I get you too. And I'm like, that made us feel so good. So thank you so much for reaching out. We love hearing that people understand our ridiculousness, right?
Yeah, it's great.
We just appreciate that. Yeah, right? We just appreciate that.
We do. You know? I think it's great. So, and okay, but she made us think about something. She made us think maybe this should be the summer that we try new things, because Lisa's been pushing it. Like, right? Let's be honest, guys. She's been pushing it on me. So
if you've been listening to the podcast, you know it.
Yeah. So we've decided that it's going to be Lisa and Sam's summer adventures. And that means we're going to start off with Sheena, and she's asked us to investigate. We're going to investigate haggis, but that doesn't mean we're going to eat it. But we might. You never know.
We might.
And we're just going to try new things, and we're going to take social media video, and we're going to do pictures. Whatever we do together as an adventurer, we're going to let you guys in, and we're going to show you. So you could do what Sheena did and say, hey, guys, maybe you should try this or that or whatever.
That's right.
If we think it won't gross us out or make us sick or whatever, we'll give it a shot.
Right? Or harm us in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's going to be a lot of fun, Lisa and Sam's summer adventures. It's like Friends of the Podcast. If you listened back years ago when we first started, the HHG used to do this with us. She used to give Sam and I 3 envelopes with different places to go and eat lunch. And she'd be like, and you can't say no if you get like where the sheep innards are sold. Okay, we never did, thank God. But so it was the same type of thing, right? Like, she used to come up with little weird things for us to do. And it was a lot of fun. That's how I learned how to yard sale.
Yes, that's actually how you learned how to yard sale. Right? Yes, we did.
That's how I learned.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're going to launch it. We'll let you guys know about it. But if, you know, you want us to try something during Sam and Lisa's summer adventures.
That's right. Start sending in your lists. Yeah, we can start compiling them.
We're going to do our own stuff. We're going to throw some fun things in there that we're going to do. And maybe we'll drag Michelle. Maybe Michelle will join us.
She might join us.
She might not have a choice if she's on vacation with us.
That's right. Exactly, right? Exactly.
But yeah, so it was great. Thank you, Sheena.
Thank you.
Lovely post. You were so complimentary, and that's all Lisa and I need to hear is that we make you laugh. That's all we need to hear.
Right. And that's good for us. Good for us.
Yeah. Okay. Facebook Tuesday. Thank you, Haley, for playing.
Our friend Haley Sims joined us.
Yes. But her savory pie got knocked off a little bit.
She did. And she was trying to defend it.
She was.
I wasn't sure if she was trying to defend it or trying to, like, hey, Lisa, why aren't you defending it? I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, she wanted me to defend it too. And I'm like, that's not for me to say.
That's your choice. You defend it.
That's right? Your savory pie.
Yeah. You picked that pie, Haley. Not me. I even questioned her on it. And she was brave enough to say, I know it's probably going to get people talking. Okay.
Well, that Gold Rush gum got people talking.
That was hers too.
Yeah.
Two of Haley's got people talking.
Yeah.
My Fun Dip. Bunch of monsters out there. Somebody said it so perfectly. I don't like to eat a giant sweet tart and dip it into unprepared Kool-Aid. And I'm like, perfect. It's totally what it is. It's
totally what it is.
Sorry, I don't remember who it was, but yeah. but it stuck. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then they did kind of kick my strawberry rhubarb pie to the curb too.
Yeah, I think people don't like strawberry in a pie.
It's delicious.
I agree. I think it's a great one. It's a really good. And they didn't not, you know what? I think people didn't love everything, actually. They didn't love Laffy Taffy. It's not so funny, right? I'm like, and I gave you an out. I said, are you sure this is what you want? And
you're
like,
yeah. I was willing to take the hit.
You did good. I think a little bit of lemon meringue. I don't know. It was just fun. So again, we're just trying to get people interacting, letting people, if they're curious and they wanna contribute to this. Mm-hmm. If we reach out, you might be having a chance, right? Yeah. You might be having a chance. Samantha, I got a big update. Big breaking news update. Just in for the Boom Baby Barbecue. Right? We got the bakery. We got the cafe.
Yes.
I think we got a golf course. Yeah. One time we had a DIY center. I can't keep track of it all, right?
You
I can't
can,
keep
track. You can drink in that DIY center. That's why it right. was popular.
That's why we did it. But now, but we always have a barbecue in the summer, right? And mm-hmm. I got an update for our burgers and our dogs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to be serving all types of various condiments for burgers and hot dogs. This is what we're going to do. We're mixing it up a bit, Samantha. We're going to have two types of muffin tins. One will be a six slot muffin tin. One will be a 12. Depending on how many condiments you think you might want, you tell us your condiments. We're going to put them in the muffin tin and you're going to have your own little, it's almost like your own little buffet.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds delightful.
So if you were going to pick six, if I said to you, okay, if I'm your waitress, hi, my name's Lisa, I'll be taking your order today. And you want the condiment tray too? You want the six pack condiment tray? Which condiments would you like?
I would like, oh, it depends what I'm eating though. Is this for burgers and hot dogs?
Burgers and dogs.
Okay. If I was having a burger, I need ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, pickle relish, barbecue sauce. Is it just sauces?
No, it's anything. Apparently, we're going to move you up to the 12 pack.
Bacon.
And bacon. Okay, so that's your six. You're only doing six then. That's
only
your
doing
six?
Six. I'm okay. doing six.
If you were going to do 12, like say if you were me, I'd be like, I like all those things, but I'd like some grilled onions.
Oh.
Then we're moving into the 12, right?
Okay.
Maybe I want some lettuce, adding that on. And it's just going to be all single serve. Here's your little muffin tray of condiments. Doesn't that just sound amazing?
So you can like build your own burger is basically what
it's
you're saying.
It's pretty much you build your own burger. You build your own burger.
Except for right? cheese, because cheese needs to be melty.
Cheese comes on it, right? Cheese comes on it.
All right.
We're going to use marble cheese because I won the block of cheese.
No, we're going to use Havarti.
That's if you want it, right? That's if you want it. Okay. Since we're talking about sauces and stuff like that.
Well, because you're a little sauce crazy. We talked about sauces last week and you were all like the Heinz one that had 105 million kinds of sauces.
I love sauce. So, okay. But here I have some sauce news. I didn't know of this about sauces. Did you know this stuff? Tell me if you knew this stuff. These are things that don't go in your fridge. Soy sauce, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and jam don't go in your fridge.
I'm sorry. Yes, they do.
Nope, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Nope. Which one are you kind of like making that crazy face to?
Soy sauce, okay. I could probably live without it, but I think it even says on it, keep it refrigerated.
Well, the soy sauce company says, nope, no need.
Ketchup. I need it cold. I don't like warm ketchup.
Okay, so that's a preference.
Mustard.
Preference.
That grosses me out.
Right, the preference.
Pickles. For sure, they need to be cold.
No, they don't because they're already got preservatives.
Then why don't we put them in the fridge?
I don't know. We just do that because we like them cold, not because they have to be, not even after they've been opened. Same with the jam.
Well, you don't have to put... I put my peanut butter in my fridge.
Well, you're weird that way. You also put your bread in your fridge, too, and that's weird, right? I don't get... I'm going to have a cold bread sandwich, please. Oh. That just grosses me out, cold bread.
I know.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Jam doesn't have to go in the fridge after it's been open because it's got preservatives.
Oh, I just...
I know, right? I was reading that and I was just like,
I don't think I could take any of these out of the fridge.
I couldn't take any of them out of the fridge either. Because I like condiment stuff cold.
Uh-huh.
Right? I like that stuff cold. I think it's just better that way. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No thanks.
We're keeping them in the fridge.
Yes. Totally.
That's what we're doing. Totally keeping them.
Okay. So something else that happened while we were out on Saturday, just a comment to those people who do this, and I'm not saying that our listeners do, but I think if you're taking your pet out and you leave it in the car, should the pet not have stayed home?
Okay, so first off, the windows were undone and it wasn't that hot. So the pet's not in any distress. The pet's got lots of fresh air. But why are you taking your pet out to go have breakfast when the pet's going to just sit in the car?
I don't understand. Like, why are you taking your pet with you if you're going out to eat and it's going to have to sit in the car for at least an hour?
Yeah. Like, why is the pet not just, like, why is Rover just not staying home?
Then why? Yes. Why didn't Rover stay home?
Right? Like, that's what I don't understand either, right? So it's not that they were doing anything wrong because the windows were undone and the dog seemed perfectly content. But I, as I was sitting there, I was just like, why would you bring the dog to Cora's for breakfast when he can't go in for breakfast?
Right.
Right?
I didn't make... And then I thought, okay, the dog's in the car and the windows are rolled down. What's to stop someone from stealing that car?
Or the dog.
Or the dog.
Right? Yeah. Good question. Just seems like a safety issue, right? Just keep the dog at home.
It didn't seem right.
I get people taking their dogs for car rides. I get people taking your dogs as you got 14 errands to do and you got to run into the bank and you just got to run in and run in and run in and the dog waits. I get that. Uh-huh. But to be away for an extended period of time, maybe that's why I'm not a pet owner. I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Pet owners, talk to us about this, would you? Andrea, you are the world's best pet owner.
Yes, she is.
Tell us, what would you do in that situation?
Her puppy is so cute.
Does Pixie go with you or does Pixie have to stay home?
Well,
because you're not taking your dog to sit in the car while you go to work.
No.
Right?
No.
So that's all I'm just saying.
All right.
I don't know. And then my other thing that I wondered that day. Out of all the meals to do, skip the dishes to, why do people pick the breakfast? Like, the thought of cold eggs Benedict is so revolting to me. And how would you like your eggs rubbery and cold, please?
But maybe they just don't want to cook.
Maybe.
And it starts with breakfast.
And you're going to get the toast? Ugh. I just feel it's a meal where so much can go, so much disappointment is just being delivered in a bag for you. Yeah. Right? I didn't really understand that either. I don't know.
It's the convenience, right?
I mean, I'm not a big skip the dishes girl, so I don't completely. I get, for me, before COVID, I always thought takeout was pizza or Chinese food. Uh-huh. Then the COVID comes, Samantha, and then takeout becomes Montana's and all the fancy restaurants. And I'm like, hey, that makes zero sense in my mind that I'm going to pay that much money for restaurant food and it be delivered to me in a car where I know it's going to either have a plastic dome on it so condensation's built up on it. So it's going to be a little bit something soggier than it is when I'm at the restaurant. Why did skip the dishes? Why couldn't it have just stayed pizza and Chinese food?
Because people like variety.
I guess. I remember being at my kid's sister's and saying, okay, you know what? Let's have takeout. And my treat, and they were like, okay, Montana's. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm thinking a pizza from Domino's. Because that's my idea of skip the dishes, right? Is a pizza, not a fancy meal, not a go out and have a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't know. I think I'm a little cheap that way. Which is probably why I don't skip the dishes.
Probably.
Right? Megan and I have never done skip the dishes to our apartment.
Oh.
Ever. Nope.
Okay.
I don't understand it. That's just me, though. That's just me.
Well, Lisa.
Samantha.
You did speak of summer.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. 6 weeks away.
There are two summertime hacks.
Oh.
Yes.
What's a hack? What's a hack exactly?
A hack is like something that makes something get done quicker than you would have anticipated.
Gotcha.
So, if you need to quickly chill wine, wrap the bottle in a wet towel and throw it in the freezer for 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
And that's it.
Apparently, boom, chakalaka, cold wine.
Cool, cold wine.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Wet towel freezer.
Wet towel freezer. Check.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want your burgers to stay moist, get an ice cube, press it in the center, and grill it, and it'll keep it moist while cooking.
I feel that might be something the Gibsons could practice. Just saying. I didn't say what Gibson. I'm just saying in general, right? I feel like because my cooking, I bet you I would probably dry out everything.
You right? Look at things constantly. You go over the amount of time you need to cook something.
I got trust issues. You don't. Right? How do they know how long the chicken's going to take in the easy bake oven? They don't. My God. They don't, right? Matter of fact, I did shake a baked chicken on the weekend.
Oh.
And it was only supposed to take 30 minutes bone out because we had boneless chicken breasts. Uh-huh. And it took like all things in the easy bake oven, like 45 to 50 minutes. Right? So lots of little cuts into each piece to make sure they're cooking.
God.
Right? Because you can't trust the easy bake oven.
Don't you have an air fryer?
Yeah, but there was too many. I didn't want to do that many. I wanted to just get them all done at once.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Just some fun summertime hacks for you, Lisa.
Thanks, Samantha. Can always use a hack. Can always use a hack, right?
Apparently, I heard on the radio. Was it this morning? Yeah, it was this morning. Our friend Shauna Foster hates the word hack.
She hates the word hack.
Wow.
Why? What was the reason for that?
I don't know. Oh, no. It wasn't Penny. It wasn't Shauna Foster. Oh, my God. It was Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa hates the word hack. Okay, I haven't watched it yet.
Yes, she hates the word hack, but is totally okay with the word moist.
Right, which makes no sense. It makes me think she's listening to the show again. Right?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about words?
Yeah, it was funny.
Huh. Makes me think she's listening to the episodes again.
She might be. You never know.
I watched, guess what I did this week? I did my first Netflix binge. Oh. I binged, well, it wasn't Netflix though. Mike got me the Smartless on the Road tour.
Oh, yes, with the three gentlemen.
Yeah, right? Obviously, you're a big fan.
Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and what's the other guy?
Sean Hayes. Yeah. So interesting. It was really good. I watched like 6 episodes of it.
What app is that on? Is that Crave or HBO?
HBO.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
HBO. Right. It was good. You learn a lot about the guys. Right? Yeah, like Jason Bateman, germaphobe.
No.
Not like Howie Mandel germaphobe, but germaphobe. And Will Arnett is like so funny. He's like the big brother that just picks at everybody and everything. And I love Sean Hayes. I don't think they get much funnier than him.
No.
Right. But just their whole banter. So you see a lot of the behind the scenes, like them in their hotel rooms and right. Okay. Things like that. So I think like when we do our like on the road one day.
Yeah.
Right. Although I already know how you are in all these situations. It'll be interesting. Right.
And then who's mean, sad, unbearable.
You still. You then we switch roles. Right. And you become.
Yeah.
Right, because you don't always do well with me in small spaces.
No, I do not.
Right? I'm just saying, you don't always do well with me in small spaces.
No, I don't.
It's like the HHG in the morning. When you work with the HHG, she doesn't like to talk first thing in the morning either.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm like, you're working with the wrong girl. Sorry. Sorry, I am a talker.
This is true.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I do.
There is one thing that we should probably do together, and we need to go try the new A&W frozen root beer.
Yeah, we do.
That sounds delightful.
Oh, it sounds so good.
God, their root beer is just the best.
It is the best, right? Even like I drink at home, like the sugar-free root beer. Mm-hmm. Love it because it tastes the exact same. There's no taste change.
So good.
At all. Did you used to do root beer floats as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, us too. At my Nona's, even though she was a Nana. Right? But
she
my Nona
a
used
Nona.
To do, according to the dark circles under my eyes, that's the only thing that explains is that I had a Nona. Right? 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 My family's got a lot of hidden treasures in their past, right? So well, I may have had a Nona. I don't know. But yeah, definitely we need to try that. That sounds delicious.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Sounds refreshing.
Do you remember the other night I texted you and I said, hey, they're doing this really cool Grammys and the Beach Boys thing. Uh-huh. And did you watch it? You didn't watch all of it. I know you didn't.
No, I
know
didn't.
You stopped watching
it
once.
So
once you
boring.
Didn't know the song. No, once you didn't know the songs, you stopped watching.
It was so boring.
Did you see Hanson?
No.
Okay, so I didn't watch all of it either, because once I didn't know the songs, I stopped watching too. I'm like, okay, I don't mind Good Vibrations, but once you're singing Beach Boys songs I've never heard of, I don't care anything about the Beach Boys anymore. However, the Hanson, the band Hanson did a song of theirs.
Oh, okay.
I knew you didn't watch it.
Faker, I watched Faker. Parts of it, and then I got bored.
And then a random text an hour later, that was really good. Shut up. It's too late. It's been over for a while. It's too late, right? I already know you didn't watch it. I'm like, yes, it was.
It was boring.
So the band Hanson, remember when they were young and how cute the two young guys were?
Yes.
Super hot, right?
Yeah.
So they've grown up to be the ugly guys, and the ugly kid is the good-looking guy now as adults. And all I thought was, God, did that ever go seriously wrong? Because I think as a kid, I want to be a better-looking adult than I care about being a kid.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. So those two adult men that were super cute and on all the magazines that everybody loved.
Yeah.
Not that attractive. Okay. And I get this sounds petty. I get it. Totally. Don't at me, guys. You know what? Look up Hanson and look at the picture for yourself. You're going to think the same thing. Okay. But the oldest one, I think his name's Isaac. Uh-huh. He was like the kind of like looked like he got hit by the ugly stick when he was like young in the band. Uh-huh. So really nice looking adult man. And I'm like, wow, how did that happen? So weird, like
he grew into his face
and the others grew out of their face. Right, they grew out of it, and I'm just like, ooh, wow.
Yeah, apparently
not so good when the ugly kid becomes a good looking kid. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Okay. It's
sorry
so
that it's sorry I'm sorry that it sounded horrible.
That's so
but
judgmental.
You're gonna look at it and think about it, you're gonna think the same thing, right? You know?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's all. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay. So I think it was yesterday. I was watching TV and all of a sudden the new show called The Game Show.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
And it's a series of people talking about game shows. Like back in the day game shows and what they do now, what's been resurrected and all that kind of stuff. So yesterday's theme was love.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was love on the game shows. So they started talking about the dating game and the newlywed game and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I remember watching that.
I used to love the dating game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was fun.
It's like, Lisa, did you watch this kind of show during the 70s and the 80s? Like, were you that kid who sat down and watched all these crazy, like, weird shows?
Watched, like, the Newlywed Game and the Dating Game, which really made no sense for our age at all to be caring about shows like that, right? Because nowhere near dating or marriage years, right?
No.
Always watch them. Always watch them. For sure. And I watched any game show, right? Because my mom liked the game shows.
Oh, do you remember the Pyramid Show?
Yeah, right. We always watch the Pyramid.
The $100,000 Pyramid.
Remember there was like Card Shark.
Oh, yeah. Card Shark was good.
Right? Because they used to always do like there was like, yeah, like there was, but they were in the daytime. They were in the morning, the game shows.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
Well, I don't know if the dating game was. I wonder when the dating game was.
The dating game and the Newlywed Game were at night, but you're probably like Price is Right is still on. So that's a morning show.
Right. Remember the one with no whammies.
Yes, and that they brought that back actually.
Yeah, I don't believe in resurrected game shows. You know that, right?
I know. But
let them die.
Do you remember watching Hollywood Squares?
I loved Hollywood Squares.
We used to
watch that after school, I think. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
remember the middle square always had that funny person with the puppet? Remember that old lady puppet? right? I think her name was Madam or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It was so much fun.
That was cool. But
they, when they were talking about the love game shows,
right?
They actually started talking about the fact that there was a serial killer on the dating game.
Really?
And he was called the dating game show killer. And apparently he went across several states killing women. He showed up on the game show. He got picked. The girl picked him.
Yeah.
And apparently she said later on after the show was over, I'm getting a weird vibe from him. He's creeping me out. Do I have to go on the date? And they're like, no, you don't. You're not obligated to go on the date. She's like, okay, I don't want to, which was good because he's a serial killer.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
What are the chances of that?
Only in the 70s.
Only in the 70s can your date that you pick on the TV show be an actual serial killer.
Yeah. Like that's so weird. Hey.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, Samantha.
But I was watching it and I'm like, oh my God, I watched all of that as a kid. And then they lumped in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
No, I don't like
that. As a game show.
No, not a game show.
Yeah, it is, because at the end, you get married, you get a ring, you get married, you get the guy. So they considered it a game show.
I disagree.
Yeah, no, they did.
But I don't like those shows like you.
Right? I don't watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette. They're annoying now.
Yeah, I've never watched them.
Ever. So annoying. Ever, right? But I just thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head this week at Toe Jam. Huh? Not my Toe Jam. Because people always say that they get Toe Jam, right? Uh-huh. Here's my question. If you shower daily, how does it get there?
Huh?
How do you get Toe Jam if you shower every day?
I don't know.
That's what I'm shaking my head at. People who say they have toe jam.
Are you worried about toe jam?
No, I heard somebody talking about toe jam someplace.
Where?
About, oh, make sure you get out. Make sure you get the toe jam out. I'm like, why do you got toe jam? Right? What the fuck is toe jam?
And why is it called jam?
I don't know. Is it like lint that gets between your toes from your socks or something?
Maybe, because you get lint in your belly button.
That's weird too.
People don't clean out their belly buttons.
You're supposed to clean out everything.
Yes, Lisa.
Right? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I'm shaking my head at, Samantha. Right? What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
I'm shaking my head at the nail spa that was called Friendly Nail Spa.
Oh, the one beside the weed shack. The record store, right?
The one beside the weed shack.
Right, Prairie Records.
And I'm just curious as to what led to them to name their nail spa Friendly.
Friendly Nail Spa.
Did they encounter some unfriendly things in their time and they needed to identify we're friendly?
That's what I had for you that day. I still have that exact same. I have nothing. I got nothing.
I just thought it was odd.
Right? It's just weird, right?
Yeah, a little bit weird.
It's just like, oh, let's call it this, like the friendly nail spa. Oh, okay. Well, that's good because I don't want to go to an unfriendly one. Right? But then I guess that's setting the bar really high for all the other nail salons in the area. Uh-huh. Oh, you're not the friendly one? I'm looking for the friendly one.
Yeah, if we could go friendly, that would be great.
Yeah. Is there friendlier than what you just, within you, there's friendlier than you? Because you don't have that on your net. You don't have that on the title. So I have to believe there's friendlier. Mm-hmm. That's so funny, hey?
Yeah, I thought
that was so bizarre. That whole strip mall was, right? The Friendly Nail Spa, the Prairie Record Store. And then there was a dog store called Bone and Biscuit. I'm like, is it really for pets? That's something. And then didn't you say, you said something about a shag and wag or?
No.
Would you say? Yeah. Or tug and pull. You said that's what something. What was that phrase you were talking about? I don't know. I don't know your weird phrases like that.
A massage parlor is a rub and tug.
A rub and tug. Right. Yes. And then you get mad at me when you go for a massage and I'm like, have a good rub.
Yeah. Because it's not that, eh?
Oh, well. Okay. That's what apparently it's known as.
Okay. It's not.
I'm just saying, right? So, yeah, you're right. The nail spa was definitely a shake your header.
It was weird.
It was weird.
All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during one of our episodes. And you know where to find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you can get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And also, we have some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for making us sound so great. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thanks, John. Samantha.
Lisa.
Another week over.
Another week done in
the books. Another week in the books. Another week done. Hopefully another week we made people laugh and shake their heads.
Shake it.
Right? I hope that people are going to our TikTok because we are doing some serious work on our TikTok.
We are.
Right? And we're going to soon be posting lives, friends of the podcast. So it's advantageous for you to not just be on our Facebook page, but to go on to TikTok. Even though people say, I don't like the TikTok. No, but you like us.
Yeah.
You like us, so you might as well just go and follow our page. Because then one day you're going to see that we're live and you're going to want to be part of that.
I just want to mention that I'm so proud of you for saying the word advantageous and actually using it correctly in a sentence.
Right? Thank you. That's the beauty of you, Samantha. You always praise when praise is needed. Thank you so much, right?
You're welcome.
Because I had to really think. Could you see? You could probably see me thinking that word through, hey? Yeah.
Advantageous
to you, right? Right? Every now and then, I just pull one out of the hat like that. It's the beauty of me. It's the beauty of me. Okay. All right. And friends of the podcast, tell your friends about us, even though that's what Sam just said. Because if you ever want us to do live shows too, we gotta get some more followers, gotta get more people listening. So, all right, that's all I got. Samantha, anything else?
No, I'm
all right, well, I'm better. So always a pleasure.
It should be.